Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the easy news. The TIEX opened up 15 points this morning from yesterday's close at 11,373 on turnover of 2.76 billion NT. A transport official says aviation safety should not be a political issue. Deputy Transport Minister Wang Guocai spoke at a press event held in Taipei, which is set to host the International Air Safety Summit for the first time next week. Wang was alluding to China, which has so far not registered to attend the annual meeting from November 4th to 6th. The International Air Safety Summit is organized by the Flight Safety Foundation and is one of the major gatherings of aviation professionals in the world. The 72nd edition of the event will be hosted by the Taipei-based China Aviation Development Foundation. Participants from China, Macau, and Hong Kong have yet to register to attend, leading to speculation that they could boycott the event because it is being held in Taiwan. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Su Jianrong says digital prize redemptions for the Uniform Invoice Lottery have saved the ministry 140 million NT in service charges this year. Su says many of the redemptions were made using an app the government launched in January. In a report to the Executive Yuan, Su says that during the September-October prize period, the government promoted the service by funding an additional 400,000 units of 500 NT winnings, which were available only to digital receipt users. The ministry also announced that it would raise the tax-free threshold for invoice lottery winnings from 2,000 to 5,000 NT on December 1st, benefiting around 17,000 prize winners per year. In international news, the Islamic State has named a replacement for Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Sarah Walton reports from New York.
A statement from IS names Abu Ibrahim al-Hashemi al-Qurashi and calls on Muslims to swear allegiance to the new chief. His name isn't known to security forces, but he's described as a prominent figure in jihad. IS also confirmed that its spokesman, Abu al-Hassan al-Muhajir, was killed in a joint US-Syrian Kurd operation just hours after the raid that led to the death of former leader al-Baghdadi. The Pentagon has said it expects IS supporters will try to launch attacks in revenge for his death. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.
North Korea confirms it conducted its third test firing of a new multiple rocket launcher that it says expands its ability to destroy enemy targets in surprise attacks. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency described the test a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries said they detected two projectiles launched from an area near the North Korean capital. The objects reportedly traveled over 320 kilometers cross-country before landing in waters off the North's eastern coast. Thursday's launches followed statements of displeasure by top North Korean officials over the slow pace of nuclear negotiations with the United States and demands that the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump ease crippling sanctions and pressure on their country. And Australian airline Qantas Air says it has grounded three of its Boeing 737s over hairline cracks found in wing structures, but expects to have them flying again this year. The airline has been inspecting its aircraft following calls this month from the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration for all airlines to check Boeing 737 NG planes that had completed more than 30,000 takeoff and landing cycles for cracking in a part that helps keep the wings attached. These are different from the 737 MAX jets, which were grounded worldwide earlier this year. Airline representatives say there will be minor schedule changes while the aircraft are repaired. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.